free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, February the 6th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at the GOP ripping Pelosi. Yeah, they acquitted President Trump, as expected. And actually, yesterday, I was laughing. I said the best way to respond to Nancy Pelosi's ripping up the State of the Union address was for the GOP to rip up her articles of impeachment. Yesterday afternoon, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy did exactly that. And Mitch McConnell had some things to say as well. So we're going to take a look at the fallout of that. We're also going to take a look at Mitt. He did a delicto double cross, I guess we could call it, right? Remember the guy who has the fake social media account? I think it was Twitter. Pierre Delicto. Well, Pierre Delicto tried to double cross President Trump. And what it boils down to is exactly the problem with Nancy Pelosi. It's not only naked politics with the Democrats, but it's also deeply personal, personal animosity. And that's really what was on display with Mitt Romney. So you get a lot of people in the Republican Party, including his, I think it's his niece, Rona Romney, who says, this is petty. We stand with President Trump and so forth. We'll take a look at the long history of this consummate rhino. You know what a rhino is, right? Republican in name only. It should be a lesson to all of us that you don't vote for somebody simply because of their party affiliation or the little R behind their name or the D behind their name. You have to look at the character of the person, and you have to look at what they stand for. Mitt Romney, always a vulture capitalist, and he was the pick to be a hedge in case something went wrong with Obama. You know, maybe Obama would fall over dead or, you know, somebody would have discovered that his birth certificate somewhere. So they had to have somebody in the background to take over. And they picked Mitt Romney because on every issue, whether it's the kind of open borders, open trade, and especially on Obamacare, he was right there. No difference. No difference. And, you know, continuous wars and so forth. He was an establishment guy, and it didn't matter that he had an R after his name. So we'll take a look at that as well. We're also going to take a look at free speech caged in the net. The internet keeps, we have more and more information coming out about this every day. I did not talk about yet what is being talked about by Trudeau. I tweeted about it when it came out, that he wants to start licensing new websites. It's getting bigger and bigger. And this is one of the things that we said a couple of years ago at the end of the Obama administration when they moved the domain registration icon that was done in America. They moved that to a globalist organization to get it out of America. So this is eventually what they're going to do is they're going to start removing domain names, just like they've started removing people from social media. And that is exactly what I think is going to be happening. We're going to have John Rappaport joining us today to talk about the coronavirus. It's very difficult to figure out what's going on with the coronavirus, quite frankly. I have no certainty of anything about it, quite frankly, because all the information that we're being given is coming from a Chinese communist fascist party in China that lies about everything. It's also coming from a communist, fascist American government and press that lies about everything, too. So affiliated with the vaccine industry. So I have no confidence about any of this stuff. As I said many times, my concern is about mandates, quarantines, vaccine programs. We're going to talk about John Rappaport and how you can avoid that kind of stuff. But he's got a different take on it. I mean, you know, is this something that was a bioweapon that escaped or was deliberately released? Is it a total false flag? We'll be talking about that. And we have a very interesting segment. I think you'll find this very interesting. An MMA hero who is taking on China's social credit system of censorship. We'll be right back.
Whoa. Well, it's here, the year 2020. World governments out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, February the 6th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at what the GOP did yesterday. They not only acquitted President Trump, but they essentially ripped up Nancy Pelosi's articles of impeachment, metaphorically, if not physically, but Kevin McCarthy actually did it. I tweeted that out yesterday after I said it in the show. I said the proper response to Nancy Pelosi ripping up the State of the Union speech would be for the senators to all stand up and do that. And that was a bit much for them, I guess. I said they could alternatively, it's a lot of paper, so they could all take their individual copies that they've been staring at for 2 weeks as they were confined to their chairs like junior high school students. I had to get a hall pass to go to the bathroom. Remember when Rand Paul got furious because Justice Roberts would not allow him to ask a question? Not even about the blessed, sanctified, secretive whistleblower, but about another guy and his connections with Adam Schiff. And he got up and went out and talked to some press in the hallway. And he had all these people say, it was trending on Twitter, arrest Rand Paul. You know, he got out of his chair without a hall pass from Adam Schiff or whoever is allegedly in charge there. And so I said, they could take these massive documents that each of them had and they could shred them and big paper shredders and hold a ticker tape parade for President Trump. Well, they didn't do that, but you did have Kevin McCarthy do a little staged rip up, show the people what that looks like. That's video clip number 4, real short little thing he tweeted out.
Acquitted for life.
Acquitted for life, he says, as he rips up the documents there. So glad to see him do that. Also, Brad Parscale, President Trump's 2020 campaign manager, said President Trump has been totally vindicated. It's now time to get back to the business of the American people. The terrible ordeal was always a campaign tactic to invalidate the 2016 election. As a matter of fact, that's all they have done, really, Democrats. It was Russia, Russia, Russia. Then it was Biden, Burisma. It's just been one fantasy after the other, and they have blown up in their faces. But as they have tried, I look at this, and it's like they have tried to destroy the election past, present, and future, right? This week we saw their last, most recent attempt to destroy elections past 2016 they didn't like. That blew up in their face. Elections present, they're throwing out the voice of even their own people. We, the people of the Democrat Party, they're throwing out in Iowa. And then, of course, the other part of this that had failed was the idea they wanted to turn this into another Kavanaugh hearing. And we were spared the ordeal of having to watch John Blasey Bolton. You guys got a picture of that somebody was floating around social media? Picture of John Bolton. There you go. A kind of a... a mix between John Bolton and Blasey Ford. That was what we would be staring at for months if Schumer and Pelosi and Schiff had their way. That would be what we would be staring at for a month or two or three or four, all the way up to the elections. And fortunately, we avoided that with the vote last week. And so we'll talk about what the vote was yesterday. It went along party lines with the exception of Mitt Romney. And there the vote broke along personal lines. Mitch McConnell joined in and had something to say about this. He said that the speaker says she'll refuse to accept this acquittal, whatever that means. Let's play video clip number six.
The Speaker of the House is trying to steal the Senate's sole power to render a verdict. Speaker says she will just refuse to accept this acquittal. Speaker of the House says she refuses to accept this acquittal. Whatever that means.
Well, she refuses to accept the Constitution, too.
She will tear up the verdict like she tore up the State of the Union address. So I would ask my distinguished colleagues across the aisle, is this really, really where you want to go? The president isn't the president. An acquittal isn't an acquittal. Attack institutions until they get their way. Even my colleagues who may not agree with this president must see the insanity of this logic. It's like...
That's right, and we have President Trump has a comment about this. He is speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast, and he has just begun to speak. So let's see what President Trump has to say about this, or if he's talking about another subject. Let's join that live. Well, eventually, President Trump is going to start speaking. Here we go. He's starting to talk.
I'm working very hard for you, I will tell you. And sometimes you don't make it easy, and I certainly don't make it easy on you. And I will continue that tradition, if I might, this morning. And, Arthur, I don't know if I agree with you. But I don't know if Arthur's going to like what I'm going to say. But I love listening to you. It's really great. Thank you very much. And thank you, Congressman, for the great job you've been doing and the relationship and the help. You're a warrior. Thank you very much. And, Kevin, you're a warrior. Thank you. The job you've done is incredible. It wasn't supposed to be that way. A lot of extra work, unnecessary work. It's wonderful to be with the thousands of religious believers for the 68th annual National Prayer Breakfast. I've been here from the first one where I had the privilege of being asked. I've been with you for a long time before that. And we've made tremendous progress. You know what we've done. I don't think anybody's done more than all of us together during this last 3 years. And it's been my honor. But this morning we come together as one nation, blessed to live in freedom and grateful to worship in peace. As everybody knows, my family, our great country, and your president have been put through a terrible ordeal by some very dishonest and corrupt people. They have done everything possible to destroy us, and by so doing, very badly hurt our nation. They know what they are doing is wrong, but they put themselves far ahead of our great country. Weeks ago and again yesterday, courageous Republican politicians and leaders had the wisdom, fortitude, and strength to do what everyone knows was right. I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong.
I think he's talking about Mitt
Romney. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so. So many people have been hurt. And we can't let that go on.
Oh, now we can see Nancy Pelosi. They've got it zoomed out on C-SPAN.
And I'll be discussing that a little bit later
And we're going to have more of that when we come back. Stay with us. That's President Trump at the National Prayer Breakfast live right now. We'll be right back with that to join it. Stay with us.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house, but it's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freakout. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the Immune Gargle at 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You may be right. I may be crazy. Oh, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. It's too late.
Welcome back. We're going to go back to President Trump speaking to the National Prayer Breakfast. And, of course, he's speaking to a religious group. He says, we're grateful to worship in peace, is what you just heard before we went to break. Well, I'll tell you what, you're not going to be able to worship in peace. You're not going to be able to have the free exercise of your religious beliefs if the Democrats are in power. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have already passed the Equality Act, which will destroy freedom of religion and the free exercise of religion. So if you're grateful to worship in peace, you better do something about it when it comes up election time. And then he went on to say, as he began to speak about the acquittal yesterday, he said that he and his family and the nation have gone through an ordeal that has been put together by corrupt people that has badly hurt our nation. And so we'll go back and join that speech. We're picking this up right after he thanked several people, so we haven't skipped over any content that you're going to want to hear. Let's go back and resume that speech from President Trump at the National Prayer Breakfast this morning. It's going on right now.
Everyone here today is united by a shared conviction. We know that our nation is stronger, our future is brighter, and our joy is greater when we turn to God and ask Him to shed His grace on our lives. On Tuesday, I address Congress on the State of the Union and the Great American Comeback. That's what it is. Our country has never done better than it is doing right now. Our economy is the strongest it has ever been. And for those of you that are interested in stocks, it looks like the stock market will be way up again today. According to the latest Gallup poll that just came out a little while ago, a few minutes ago, American satisfaction is at the highest level ever recorded. Can you imagine? And that's from Gallup, no friend of mine.
You know, the interesting thing is that Moody's predictive score shows that although the stock market looks good,
of Americans say they are satisfied with their personal lives. How about that? Isn't that something? Just came out today. They must have known I was going to be here. In everything we do, we are creating a culture that protects freedom and that includes religious freedom,
which will be destroyed by the Equality Act of the Democrats that they've already passed in the House.
As I said on Tuesday in the House chamber, in America, we don't punish prayer. We don't tear down crosses. We don't ban symbols of faith. We don't muzzle preachers. We don't muzzle pastors. In America, we celebrate faith. We cherish religion. We lift our voices in prayer. And we raise our sights to the glory of God. So much of the greatness we have achieved, the mysteries we've unlocked and the wonders we've built, the challenges we've met, and the incredible heights that we've reached has come from the faith of our families and the prayers of our people. Before America declared independence, patriots in all 13 colonies came together in days of fasting and prayer. In the bitter cold of Valley Forge, Washington and his men had no food, no supplies, and very little chance of victory. Reminded me a little bit of 2016. We had very little chance of victory, except for the people in this room and some others believed we were going to win. I believed we were going to win. But what they did was have an unwavering belief that God was with them. I believe that too. God is with the people in this room. Before a single skyscraper rose up in New York City, thousands of poor American families donated all they could to build the magnificent St. Patrick's Cathedral. When Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon, he said, "Houston, I would like to request a few moments of silence." Then he read from the Bible. At every stage, our nation's long march for civil rights was inspired, sustained, and uplifted by faith, prayer, and devotion of religious believers. To protect faith communities, I have taken historic action to defend religious liberty, including the constitutional right to pray in public schools.
That's right. It is a constitutional right. Nancy Pelosi sitting over there on the far left of the dais, where she belongs. She does not support that. The Equality Act does not support your free exercise of religion when it comes to their preferred pronouns or the transgender LGBT agenda. They will make you bow to their agenda if the Democrats have their way. Or you can fight them at the local level if you've
got the courage. We can also talk about the Johnson Amendment. We can talk about Mexico City policy. We've done a lot. But I also recently took executive action to stop taxpayer dollars from going to colleges and universities that spread the poison of anti-Semitism and bad things about Christianity. We're upholding the sanctity of life. Sanctity of life.
I'd like to see. I wish CFAN had pulled back so we could see if Nancy Pelosi is applauding the sanctity of life. I don't think so. She might be trying to rip up her napkin.
Like nobody has ever done it before from this position. You better get out and vote on November 3rd. Because you have a lot of people out there that aren't liking what we're doing. And we're pursuing medical breakthroughs to save premature babies because every child is a sacred gift from God. Together we are building the world's most prosperous and inclusive society. We are lifting up citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. We are bringing hope to forgotten communities, and more Americans are working today. 160 million, a little bit short, just a little bit. 160 million, we've never been even close than ever before. Think of it. More Americans are working today, almost 160 million than ever before. Our unemployment numbers are the best in the history.
All right, got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. We'll take a look at the Johnson Amendment, they call it. We'll be right back.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable food because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right. The rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels for My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, that that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWars store, you will be secure to get the food within 7 to 10 days. It was about a week and a half ago that my father came rushing into my office in the morning and said, "Son, you've got to see this. The company that holds the patents on the NanoSilver that's in our toothpaste, that's in our Immune Gargle, and that's in some of the other great products like the Super Silver Wound Gel had reports from back in 2007 with the Pentagon working with A&M and Homeland Security, with the director of Homeland Security, certifying in a restricted document, confidential document was noted as, that this had been proven in their secret test to be knocking out SARS. Well, ladies and gentlemen, regardless, now
They authorized us to talk about this. I talked about it on the show last week, just hiding in plain view. This is a product that we had stockpiled and that we're still selling at 40% off or more with the combos so that you can get it in your hands. It's something that's good for everyday use regardless, and it funds the operation. So InfoWarsStore.com for your immune gargle and other products that contain this key nanosilver.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Group like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have President Trump live at the National Prayer Breakfast this morning. He's talking about not only, he began by talking about the impeachment, but he's also talking about religious liberty in America, which is under attack. We're going to go back and join President Trump after he finishes speaking. We'll talk about what we can and must do to preserve that vital liberty. Let's rejoin this speech at the National Prayer Breakfast.
Number and numbers that you hear me say, if you listen, African American, Asian American, Hispanic American, the best unemployment numbers in the history of our country. Women, best in 71 years. Sorry, we'll have you there soon. Soon it will be historic. Have to apologize to the women. It's only 71 years. But the best unemployment numbers, we're doing things that nobody thought possible. We're setting records that nobody thought achievable. And to give former prisoners a second chance at life, which so many people in this room have worked on for so long, we passed criminal justice reform into law, and I signed it 9 months ago. And it's proving more and more that America is indeed a nation that believes in redemption. What's happened with prisoners is a miracle. Prisoners would come out, nobody would give them a job. And oftentimes, most of the time, almost all of the time, they'd go back into prison. They'd get caught doing something bad. They had no money, they had no hope, they had no job. Now they're coming out into a booming economy. And employers are hiring them, and to a certain extent, maybe because they're having a hard time getting people. First time in our country's history, actually, we're running out of people. We have plants moving in by the thousands. We have car companies coming from Japan and from Germany, from lots of other places, and we need people. And employers are hiring prisoners, and they would have never done it except for what we've done with criminal justice reform. But even before that, because the economy has become so powerful. And these prisoners have done an incredible job. The employers are saying, why didn't I do this 20 years ago? So it's an incredible thing what's happening to people that are given a second chance and sometimes a third chance, in all fairness. And it's something that everybody in this room should be very proud about, because you've always felt that way long before it was fashionable. So I want to thank you for that. As we revive our economy, we are also renewing our national spirit. Today we proudly proclaim that faith is alive and well and thriving in America, and we're going to keep it that way. Nobody will have it changed. It won't happen as long as I'm here. It will never, ever happen. Something which wasn't done nearly enough, I could almost say wasn't done at all. We are standing up for persecuted Christians and religious minorities all around the world. Like nobody has ever done. Last year at the United Nations, I was honored to be the first president to host a meeting of religious freedom. It was based all on religious freedom. That was the first meeting of its kind ever held at the United Nations. There I called upon all nations to combat the terrible injustice of religious persecution. And people listened. And countries that we give billions of dollars to, they listened because they had to listen. It's amazing how that works, isn't it? But nobody ever played that game before. Weeks ago, a 21-year-old woman who goes by the name of Mary was seized and imprisoned in Iran because she converted to Christianity and shared the gospel with others. In Venezuela, the dictator Maduro has arrested church leaders. At the State of the Union, I was honored to host the true and legitimate president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido. Good man. I told him that all Americans stand with the Venezuelan people in their righteous struggle for freedom. Yesterday, our administration launched the International Religious Freedom Alliance, the first ever alliance devoted to promoting religious liberty. It was something. Really something.
All right, we've been listening to President Trump speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast, and I want to go back to his earlier remarks. He began by saying that he was grateful that in America we can worship in peace. And as I said, well, the Democrats are going to do their best to try to stop that. Later on in the speech, President Trump said that we're glad that here in America we can not be silenced when we pray, that we will not have crosses torn down, that we'll not have pastors muzzled. And you could add that we'll not kill babies, ripping them apart in the womb. You know, a lot has been said about Nancy Pelosi ripping up the speech, and it is amusing, isn't it? But it is not amusing that the Democrats and their financial partners, Planned Parenthood, are still ripping babies apart in the womb. And that's what we ought to really get furious about. So let's take a look at some of this, right? Have we stopped the Democrats silencing prayer in the school? President Trump wants to do that. He's trying to do that. Is this something that we can do from Washington? You know, yesterday, as we played the speech from the State of the Union, and President Trump said, well, we need to pass a law in Congress, and it got a roaring standing ovation from the Republicans. They said, we need to pass a law protecting innocent life here in Congress. Well, I'll just remind you that before Roe v. Wade, innocent life was protected in America. That was a state law here in Texas that was overthrown by the Supreme Court. And I will remind you that the Supreme Court feels free to overturn any laws that are passed by Congress as well, because they see themselves as supreme. They literally mean that, Supreme Court. They think that the federal government is above all state governments. That's not according to the Constitution. You can read it yourself, Ninth and Tenth Amendment. And they believe that of all the branches of the federal government, they are the ones. We did not get, by design. If you look at the Constitution, if you read the writings of the founders, you certainly understand that the design was not for a pyramid government with an all-seeing eye at the top that was the Supreme Court. Nine political appointees, and all they need is four of them to dictate their personal opinions or whatever they think is the popular opinion at the time. Unanswerable to us, unelected by us, unrestricted by the Constitution. We have to end federal judicial supremacy, because they have ended freedom in America. And they will completely destroy every aspect of our lives here. And so when you go back to the strategy, I want to stop abortions. I don't want to play political games. If you want to start saying, well, we're going to make this a political football, every time we get Republicans in power, we will criminalize abortion or we'll make it illegal. And then when the Democrats come back in, they'll make it legal again. They're already doing that with the amount of money that they give to people in foreign countries to pay for abortions. So it becomes a political football. Let's just end this. And the only way that you're going to end this, I mean, you could amend the Constitution, but does the Supreme Court care about the First Amendment? Do they care about the Fourth Amendment, search and seizure, or due process in the Sixth Amendment? Do they care about the Second Amendment? They've allowed infringement of the Second Amendment for over a century. So do you think even a constitutional amendment will stop them? No, when we come back, we'll talk about what will stop them. And we've already seen the pattern begin. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win. I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists run for their money.
But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait list. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the immune guard with 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So how do we stop abortion? Do we do it with a constitutional amendment? Do we do it with a congressional law? As I said, the Supreme Court just overturned that. They'll say that's in violation of Roe v. Wade. Maybe they will hear it and decide again, because we've had a change in some of these judges in the Supreme Court. You've had several states have gone back and passed laws that are like the law in Texas that was allegedly overturned by the Supreme Court. And I say allegedly because they don't have the authority to do that. It's not in their brief. It's not in the Constitution to give them that kind of power. And so, you've got states that have passed laws that protect human life. But with only one exception, all these laws, all these bills are appealing to the Supreme Court to please think again. They're begging our masters to allow us to stop the murder of children. That's not acceptable. That's not going to work. You have to understand that. And even if it did, you're going to bring your children into a world where they themselves become slaves and property of these political monsters in Washington. Do you really want them to live as slaves? Your children, your grandchildren? No. No. So how do we stop this? I mean, the Supreme Court, obviously, as I said, has no respect for the Constitution. They allow infringements and have for over a century of the Second Amendment. They're not protecting free speech. They don't protect these heinous searches that are being conducted increasingly by the TSA and other people. They're getting out of the freedom-free zones of the airports to other areas. They don't stop that. They haven't stopped for decades the destruction of due process when we allow these agencies to say, well, it's not a law, it's a rule that we passed, so you don't get any due process, you don't get any presumption of innocence when we steal your kids. We don't even have to tell you, you know, follow any of the rules of evidence or presumption of innocence, any of that stuff. We can do whatever we want. As a matter of fact, we can take your kids, we can take your property under the war on drugs. We don't even have to find you guilty. We don't have to charge you with a crime to take your property. And we allow this to happen, and the Supreme Court allows that to happen. They're not going to protect any constitutional amendment. I'll tell you how this stops. This stops with things like we've seen introduced in Indiana. We had it's just a bill that's been introduced there. But you had a representative say, we are not going to allow, and you can fill in the blank. It can be the confiscation of guns. It can be the murder of children. It can be the destruction of free speech. I don't care what it is. But you can say, we're not going to allow the government, in this particular case, it was the murder of children. I'm not going to allow you to do that. And any federal ruling, any federal law is going to be null and void. You nullify it. You nullify it at the state level. That, by the way, is what Roy Moore did on multiple occasions. And they removed him from office twice for that. We need people with the backbone of this state rep in Indiana. I can't remember his name. And the backbone of Roy Moore. The rest of these people will go along. Or they'll be like Jeff Sessions. Because they think that they're doing good, they'll ignore the Constitution. He thinks that marijuana is a bad thing. He's going to protect you from marijuana. In that regard, he is no different from Schumer or Pelosi. Sessions isn't. And neither are any of the other Republicans that are running for Senate in Alabama. There's not too many people who will stand up to the usurpation of power in the federal government. Another example of that is another thing that President Trump talked about. Muzzling pastors. And the Johnson Amendment. Now, to his credit, President Trump has criticized this and said, we're going to repeal this. And they really have tried to repeal this. You know, going back to Walter Jones, who died almost a year ago. It was February the 10th, 2019. Walter Jones from North Carolina. Great man. Great man. He sponsored a bill to remove the Johnson Amendment every year in Congress, every session of Congress, since 2001. And it wasn't until President Trump got there that they really started getting serious about trying to do something about it. Nevertheless, even though the people in the House, even though President Trump was trying to do it, and the Republicans in the House were trying to do it, Mitch McConnell and the Republicans in the Senate would pull the language out. And they have repeatedly done that. And you've had the language pulled out by the Republican leadership in the House in many cases. So, this is what we're looking at, and that is still there. And to call it the Johnson Amendment, in and of itself, that is a lie. It is not an amendment. People look at this and say, oh, well, is that an amendment to the Constitution that we're now going to follow because we like it? No. This is something that's put in by LBJ because he was criticized by some churches, and he wanted to make sure that never happened again. And so this was an amendment to the IRS rules. And we've had an organization that for the last 5 or 6 years, independent of this happened before President Trump got elected. And I want to see President Trump get the IRS in line with the Constitution. There's a lot of things that need to be done at the IRS to get it in line with the Constitution. As a matter of fact, they were the organization, that the bureaucracy, that started this whole idea that, you know, we can do rules, and they're rules, so you don't have any due process, and it's not a law, so you can't be, you don't have the same protections that you would have if we accuse you of breaking a law, because that would be a crime. But we're telling you that you're breaking a rule, so we can hold you guilty, and you have to prove your innocence, and we can give you excessive fines. There's nothing you can do about it because the Constitution doesn't apply. That whole idea that rules from a bureaucracy or a Constitution-free area started at the IRS. There's a lot that needs to be cleaned up at the IRS. Nevertheless, it was pastors. It was a Pulpit Freedom Sunday, a movement. And I've interviewed the people from there. And it started with just a couple of brave pastors. And they said, well, we don't think that the government should tell us anything that we have to say in our church pulpits. And so they made some explicit endorsements, which, by the way, they don't have a problem with when the left does it. You have all these Democrats will go to a black church or something, and they'll make a statement, and they'll endorse these people. And they don't have a problem with that. They've never done anything to shut that down. They've tried to intimidate other churches to not do that. And so these people recorded their sermons and sent the recordings and the transcripts to the IRS and said, sue us. Do something about it. Because we have the First Amendment on our side. All you got is a ruling that LBJ told you to put in. So let's have that fight. They didn't do anything. So the next year, the three grew to about 30. And then after that, they got, it's grown every single year. That's the way you stop this overreach. In the same way that people nullifying rules on marijuana that are unconstitutional, and Jeff Sessions wouldn't do anything about it as Attorney General, well, the IRS isn't going to do anything about it if your pastor says something about politics. And that reflects on issues like religious freedom. That is becoming very politicized now with the Equality Act. In the name of helping the LGBT community, they are going to criminalize and force religious organizations to violate their conscience, just like they try to force people to buy insurance and pay for abortions and so forth. So these are, they have now politicized religion in Washington, and the pulpit needs to get involved. That is a long American tradition. They called them the Black Regiment during the American Revolution. Pastors got very involved in that. They knew what religious persecution looked like. They had seen it. It was still going on in Great Britain, and they didn't want to have that happen in America. So, yeah, the Johnson Amendment needs to be stopped. The right way to stop it is at the state level. Nullification, civil disobedience, and education. And I applaud any efforts of President Trump to bring attention to this issue, but quite frankly, we don't need his help in this. You help yourself. Freedom is never given. It is only taken. And if you think somebody is going to give it to you, you'll never have it. So wake up. Wake up. Some things aren't going to be fixed. Presidential election is very important, and he can be a very important weapon to block these people from further incrimination. But you need to make sure that, because we've got Bernie Sanders, who wants to nationalize our energy system. Like, this guy's a full-on communist. You want to have that fight? I'd rather not have that fight. I'd rather President Trump was there, some reasonable person. And he's the only reasonable person that's running for election in 2020. But still, if you want to take your freedom back, you're going to have to do that yourself at the local level. And if you want to protect yourself, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to be talking in the next hour to John Rappaport about what's going on with the coronavirus. As we look at the different reports that are coming out, we see the first American release that's okay, but we're getting some very frightening statistics out of there. If you want to make sure that you don't get caught up in a quarantine situation or a mandatory vaccine situation, make sure you have Silver Immune Gargle or Super Blue Nano Silver products. You can find them at InfoWarsStore.com, deeply discounted.
We're seeing unprecedented orders for storable foods. I would have storable foods because 2020 is a very dangerous year. The bubble is so huge and could pop. I hope it doesn't. It's incredibly dangerous and it'll cause. Well, you don't need me to tell you what'll happen if this giant bubble pops. So I've been promoting storable foods to everybody because they're high quality. It's insurance you can eat. It lasts 25 years. We go out and find the very best companies that have the very best quality at the very lowest price. And that's My Patriot Supply. And then so that I have my own private label of their full spectrum of food, we private label it as InfoWars Select. And they are saying that they've never sold this much food. They're still able within 7 to 10 days to ship it to you. If you get your orders in on their small orders, their big orders, 7 to 10 days, it will be shipped out to you if you get your order in now. But just as sure as the sun came up, it's all selling out right now. So get your orders in for high quality storable foods right now for all the reasons out there. And it's insurance you can eat, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here reporting from the road on the incredibly dangerous developments concerning the coronavirus. It has now infected hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. It is now spread across the entire planet. And, of course, we've now discovered that indeed it is man-made and engineered. We're covering it live, all with our team at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. On top of that, we have the patented nano silver that Congress, A&M, and Homeland Security have certified is able to take out the corona family viruses, the SARS. That's what it comes out of. We have that at 40% off, despite the fact it's selling out in three different sizes, at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what I'm using, what my family's using as a frontline defense. Nothing's perfect except, you know, prayer and God's intervention. And we hope that this thing isn't as bad as it looks. But definitely, we know why governments are panicking right now, because this is certainly a bizarre virus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking to John Rappaport and get his take on it. What's going on with the coronavirus? He's been writing about this as well. But I just want to finish up in this segment what we're talking about, Nancy Pelosi and State of the Union. As everybody was talking about the shameful display that she put on, she came out and said, well, you know, President Trump refused to shake my hand. She showed a picture of that. As I pointed out yesterday, you know, he didn't shake Vice President Pence's hand when he handed him the speech. I didn't shake her hand. He just handed it to her and started turning around. She reached her hand out. So I was like, well, you know, was that intentional? Perhaps. Was it deserved? Yeah, definitely was deserved after what she has done. And, you know, there's no friendship there between the two of them. But it also began even before that on the night of the State of the Union. Many people pointed out that Pelosi also slighted President Trump before that. Only introducing him with the phrase, the President of the United States. It is customary for the speaker to welcome the president for the State of the Union address to say, I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States. And she left all that out and just said, the President of the United States. So, again, ignoring all of the stuff that has happened for the last several months, even right there, it had already begun. And then we saw this interesting clip that people have put together of Nancy Pelosi pre-ripping pages. Because, you know, she's not really very strong. You know, she wasn't practicing ripping a phone book apart, right? Because she is not ripped. And that would be kind of difficult. Many of you may not remember what a phone book is. That is something that you haven't seen for quite some time, even before they got rid of payphones. They got rid of phone books. And so as Nancy Pelosi was seen as the speech was going on, she's doing little pre-rips of it because she needs some help. She separated them into little stacks and had already started the rips on it so she wouldn't be struggling to rip that paper. That would just really kind of ruin the image, wouldn't it? Except that as she did this, many people were pointing out how yeah, there you go. There's some guy ripping a phone book. Now, she's not that ripped. Democrats loved what she did, however. The next day, she was bragging about it. She said, he shredded the truth, so I shredded the speech. You're supposed to talk about the State of the Union, not the state of your alleged mind. Well, I would question as to who looked more mentally disturbed. Was it President Trump or Nancy Pelosi that night? I think she was the one who looked mentally disturbed. And she, as one person pointed out, she ripped up his speech, but she did it behind his back and then talked tough to her choir and to the media. You know, here's the difficult thing for Nancy Pelosi. Historically, she is going to be a footnote to the Trump presidency. That's all she will be. She will be nothing more than a footnote to that. And some other people who were there, one individual whose brother was shot and killed at a California gas station in 2018 by an illegal alien. He was brought there for the State of the Union address to make a point about sanctuary cities because ICE had issued an immigration detainer on him, but because of California's so-called sanctuary policy, they had released him, and then he shot and killed this man's brother. The man was Jody Jones, and his brother was Rocky Jones. And so he was a guest there. And he said, to see her rip that up, he said, it felt like she ripped our hearts out. All the guests felt that way. We just couldn't believe it. He says, I don't care how you feel about somebody. That was probably the most disrespectful thing I've seen in my life, because when she did that, it just tore us up. We couldn't believe it. Well, you know, that's what it really is about. It's not about anything other than how she feels about President Trump. It's petty. It's personal. It's not just political theater. All right. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to be talking to John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com. We'll be right back.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real. Satanism's real. The pedophile elite are real. But we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no.
But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I want to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. And I wanted to get John on. I had him on last week because John has followed these outbreaks, these world health crises, as they're labeled by the World Health Organization, for a very long time. And as I had him on last week, he pointed out that the SARS epidemic that they keep referring back to was blown out of the water by an individual who worked there. He said, they carefully curated the tests of the SARS virus, and eventually you had, just a few labs that were allowed to do the test. One individual came out and he goes, I haven't found any of these positive. We saw the same thing happen again with the swine flu. Cheryl Atkinson pointed that out. We did have a lot of people, however, damaged with the swine flu vaccine that was rushed to market and given to a lot of people without sufficient testing, without informed consent. And that's really my fear as I look at this. Whether we think that this is a deliberate bioweapon that was engineered by America or by China, or whether it was something that they were working on that slipped out of the lab accidentally and created an epidemic, the thing I'm concerned about are the kinds of quarantines and what is being talked about, what is part of every annual wargaming scenario that they have. They tell the bottom line in all these is they tell the government officials, you moved too slowly, your measures were not draconian enough, and you need to get any kind of idea that you're going to delay the rollout of our vaccines with testing. You got to get that out of your mind. You're going to have to do all those things when we tell you that there's an emergency. And so that's the thing that concerns me. And that's why I still want to prepare for this. But I'm curious as to what's going on because, John, thank you for joining us, John Rappaport. I'm concerned with this because, I look at this and what are our sources of information? We have the Chinese government, the Chinese media, they always lie to us. We have the American government and the American media, and they always lie to us. And we have the World Health Organization, CDC, they always lie to us. How do we sort through the truth of all this?
Yeah, it's not easy. And I agree with your point, David. You're right on. The vaccine, people have to keep their attention on that because that's the follow-up. First comes the fear, the terror, the panic, the quarantine, the lockdown. And the lockdown, of course, is much more severe than we've ever seen it on the planet. 50 million people in Chinese cities locked down and so on. Heavy military presence. This has got to be draconian. And then they come in with the vaccine. And as I believe I mentioned the last time we spoke, there are experimental vaccine technologies in the pipeline here that are going to be perhaps rushed into production and use. And they are very, very dangerous and have never been licensed before for openly for public use, called DNA vaccines, RNA vaccines.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Extreme dangers in both of these. The DNA vaccines will permanently alter the genetic makeup of anyone who takes the vaccine. The RNA vaccine, the admitted challenge is what's called autoimmune reactions, which means the body begins attacking itself as if the body's enemy is the body. Now, with all of the hysteria around this, they could very definitely try to put these into production and mandate the use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we have to be concerned about. There's an interesting report that we had on Monday at InfoWars. I haven't seen this talked about anywhere else except for InfoWars. First Brit with coronavirus defies doctors and kills the illness with hot whiskey and honey, he said. And this came about just as over that the last weekend, we had the first American patient who was diagnosed in Everett, Washington, an individual who had come from Wuhan, and he was diagnosed and treated in the hospital, and he walked out of the hospital just fine. And then we get a response of the first Brit that had it, and he was in Wuhan. Connor Reed, a 25-year-old English teacher living in Wuhan, China, said he was diagnosed with the coronavirus 2 months ago after he suffered a bad cough that he couldn't shake. He said, "I was stunned when the doctors told me I was suffering from this virus. I thought I was going to die, but I managed to beat it. I used the inhaler, which helped to control the cough. I drank a hot whiskey with honey until that ran out. It's an old-fashioned remedy, but it seemed to do the trick." And he said, "I refused to take antibiotics that the doctors had prescribed for him because I didn't want to take any of their medicines." And, of course, antibiotics aren't going to help a virus anyway. But I thought that was kind of interesting, John. He kept calm and he carried on.
Yeah, I was going to say to you at the opening, maybe we should be having this conversation in a bar because the cure has been found, right? Whiskey and honey.
Yeah.
And your point about the his point about the antibiotics is completely insane because you find this all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
You look in the medical literature and they say antibiotics are used against bacteria.
That's right.
They're not for treating viruses. And yet doctors all over the world are prescribing antibiotics to people every day. These are not light drugs. Some of them are extremely serious drugs with major adverse effects.
My mother had a life-altering stroke after an antibiotic. We couldn't believe that was a symptom because we hadn't read the adverse effects. She'd had a gallbladder operation, and it was a very simple operation because it was laparoscopic. They just made a tiny insertion, went in and took it out. But to keep her off of, to make sure she didn't get an infection, they gave her an antibiotic, and she had a stroke, massive stroke because of that. And that was one of the symptoms that were in the insert, you know, just like you see the little inserts for the vaccines and stuff.
Wow.
And so, yeah, antibiotics are nothing. They can be very serious. And again, like you pointed out, they don't have any effect on viruses, but doctors will put them out. If you get a cold, they'll give you one to say, well, you know, this will make the patient feel better. And they'll say, well, it'll keep some secondary infections if you if it starts to get bad and you start to get pneumonia or something like that.
Yeah, and then you can trace this back to pharmaceutical companies mm-hmm. who are obviously on the sly suggesting to doctors, you know, a wider use of antibiotics than is on the label. This has happened, God knows how many times, with pharmaceutical companies that do this. And the doctors fall in line, and so the pharmaceutical profits soar, and the patient suffers. Major, major, major problem.
You know, when we look at reports of them cremating bodies, and we see some social media reports saying that, you know, they're doing massive cremation there. We also see pictures of residents forcibly being taken away after they refuse to be quarantined. And we read all these reports about the draconian measures that are being taken there. I mean, first of all, the draconian measures that are there. You got an article at nomorefakenews.com. Thank you, China. You're wonderful. Evidently, the World Health Organization is very, very happy about these draconian measures.
Oh, yeah. They're just bursting with the happiness and pride. And this is the whole point, is that this becomes now the icebreaker, China, and the model. There you go. Look at this picture of forcing this patient. You know, mm-hmm. this becomes the model. The rest of the world says, well, China has done a brilliant job of locking down 50, 60 million people in these monster cities. And so we may well have to do this in our own countries as well. And so this is a setup for incredibly brutal and repressive quarantining, lockdowns, military presence, which, of course, is going to be followed by mandates that you have to take the vaccine as soon as it's released for public use. And yeah. there you see more pictures. So this is the whole premise on which this is based. The World Health Organization is saying to the rest of the world, look at China. This is a great example of how you deal with these fantastic outbreaks, and this is going to be the wave of the future.
And that's the way that they train in these annual exercises, these you know, situations that they run through, the simulations that are multiple days. For our government officials, this is exactly what they want, and it's being acted out there. And as we look at this, folks, understand that they have massive biometric surveillance in China. They have a repressive social credit system. It is an authoritarian regime, and our masters here in America cannot wait to impose that on us for any premise. And we'll be right back with John Rappaport. Stay with us.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freakout. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the Immune Gargle at 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing that we have the only patented nano silver that's been found by Homeland Security to take out SARS, which is the same family as the coronavirus. We have it in our super silver toothpaste. We have it in our super blue toothpaste. We have it in the immune gargle products. And, of course, it's in the super silver wound gel that is sold nationally. We just private label it from the people that produce it, the nanotech company out of Colorado. And we have a stockpile of it, but we've already sold half of the stockpile of it, and I'm still offering the products at 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com until they sell out, which most of these products are set to sell out within days or then about another week. So go to InfoWarsStore.com to get your immune gargle, to get the toothpaste, and to get the super silver wound gel. But the immune gargle is what is so important because you gargle with it and can also drink it. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide.
right, they're going to come drag you off into quarantine. I mean, we're seeing this happening with a couple of cruise ships. There's one off the coast of Hong Kong, another one off the coast of Japan. They have quarantined everybody on these cruise ships. When you look at what happens, being put into a quarantine situation, if there is some kind of an illness, even if it is just a common flu, locking people together and keeping them there for a long time is going to make that spread. But I want to talk to John Rappaport as to what he thinks is behind this. I know what I think the solution is for myself and for my family. I mean, I've got friends and acquaintances. Matter of fact, I met some people at a farmer's market, and they recognized me, and they took me out to their van, and they showed me their bug-out bag. I mean, they were prepared all the time. And this was years ago. I mean, they've got their food, temporary food. They've got another place to go. They've got weapons, whatever they need, and they keep that with them all the time, wherever they go. And I'm not that prepared, but I don't want to get caught into a quarantine situation. I don't want to have vaccines forced on me. And, of course, this is the agenda of the vaccine industry here in America. Make no doubt about it. I mean, they're trying to do this with the MMR vaccine, saying you're not going to go to school, you're not going to be allowed out in society. I mean, it's absolute insanity. All of us who have seen measles, we know that measles is not anything that we need to fear. You can die from anything. You can die from a cold. You can get pneumonia, and you can die from a cold, and you can die from measles, but it is very rare. But what is not becoming rare is the authoritarian attitudes toward this. So we know what the solution can be. If we can't do it politically, we can do it individually by preparing. But, John, I want to ask you, what do you make of this? Because we're seeing today another story coming out of Tencent. And, again, this is one of the biggest social media companies in China. They also are a venture capital firm. They are a big gaming company. And, of course, they are allied with the Chinese government. But they said, look at this. We've got numbers that were up and, you know, there for maybe 12, 24 hours. And they were 10 times what the Chinese government is saying. Is that the truth? Well, we don't know what the truth is, or do we?
No, we don't. You know, I've seen the articles. I've seen the claims. I predicted that this was going to happen, that people were going to begin to say, no, it's not 5,000. It's actually 50,000 or 100,000, or this is what's really happening in China. We know this for sure. This all goes back to something much more basic, which is what's the definition of a case, of a case of, in this case, the coronavirus. And there are many ways that these things can be done, the most obvious of which is just by computer modeling and prediction. Oh, well, based on this, we say instead of a dozen cases, there's actually 6,000 cases. Or we say that this diagnostic test that we ordinarily use, which, as I've established many times, is totally flawed and useless, but we're using it anyway to diagnose people with the coronavirus or other viruses. These tests show that we have 50,000 people that are infected, as the word they would use, or are cases of the epidemic and so on and so forth, which is totally flawed and false. And there are many others. I won't go chapter and verse into all of them, but there are so many different ways of counting cases and pretending that they know how many people are really in danger. And then, of course, you've got, and we were just talking about this, is the situation where somebody is tested getting off a plane and is claimed to be a case when the test is flawed and there's no reason to suspect that anything's wrong. Very light symptoms of a cold or something, and the guy drinks whiskey and honey and he's fine. But that's a case. You say, oh, yes, that's a case. And we have many of these people who have virtually no symptoms at all, or they will start to cluster cases around, well, this whole population in this neighborhood were in touch with this person who we know is a case. Therefore, we project that there are actually 500 cases in that neighborhood. There are all kinds of tricks and useless tests that are deployed to make these diagnoses in the first place before you get to the question of, are they fudging the data and are they pretending there are fewer cases than really exist? So you have to go back to the basics, which I always do before you start going off and saying, no, there's not 6,000 cases. There's actually 100,000 cases.
Yeah, we had, as a matter of fact, we look at the person in Everett, Washington being released. They, at the same time, the story that everybody picked up in the media and hyped was, look at this, we had the second death in Hong Kong. Now, these are elderly people. The second person who died, died of a heart attack. And this is what we typically see with colds or, you know, any kind of pneumonia. You've got some other kind of secondary health problems that can bring that on. That's the same type of thing that can happen with measles. But again, you know, they put that out without explanation that it was a coronavirus. But what I want to ask you about is, as we're looking at this, and we're trying to weed through the lies and the sources that are not trustworthy. Again, the government and media sources, both in China and the U.S., we saw over the weekend some interesting data that came out. I wanted to get your take on this, John. Just to briefly recap, out of India, we had a group of scientists put out a paper, say, we see an HIV insert into the genome of the coronavirus, and this looks like it was done artificially. They were pressured, evidently, and they retracted that. And then later we saw out of Thailand, a day or so later, they said, well, we cured a patient who had taken a severe turn for the worse. She was heading down, and we gave her two HIV drugs and a flu drug, and she came out of it, and she's okay now. And then we had some another scientist who went into this and said, you can even see the insert mechanism. This is something's been around since the late 90s that you can actually see, not the CRISPR, but a different type of genetic insert, so you can see the fingerprint of that. What do you make of that? Because that is outside of some of these government sources. I know that some of these people are also getting money from the research industry, and they might be pushed in that direction one way or the other. What do you make of this? Do you think that there is some kind of a manipulation of this?
Okay. Actually, I have some reports and news that goes a lot farther than this. And this is very strange, so I'm going to try to boil it down because I'm still looking into this. So this is new.
Well, we've got about a minute, so just give us a brief overview, and then when we come back after the break, we'll get into the detail. But I just want to give you a heads up that we got to go to a break in about 30 seconds now.
Okay. There's a young researcher who's discovered HIV sequences in all sorts of places. Not the, I mean, he hasn't looked at the coronavirus, but in strange places. There where there shouldn't be any whatsoever, like fish, for example. See,
so this is not the Indian scientist. This is a different researcher.
Oh yeah, this is somebody else completely. This is a whole other subject, which I can comment on after the break.
All right, good. So we'll talk about that because one of the pushbacks against that paper that came out of India was somebody came back and said, we see that same sequence in the BLAST database. We see that all over the place. And that's exactly what you're saying. And then the question becomes, why do we see the HIV inserted all over the place? We'll have that information from John Rappaport when we return from the break. Stay with us.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings, and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil worshiping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world, a lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road. And the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game like InfoWars is the tip of the spear, is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have, because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Over the weekend, we had an article that was put together by Zero Hedge, and of course created a lot of issues. The real issue was them talking about the bioweapon program in Wuhan, and they were permanently suspended off of Twitter for talking about the public information about the scientist who was heading that and the job applications that they had there. But then they had another article. We had a guy who has been a big promoter of vaccines. He's run for office as a Democrat, and he had a series of tweets about some researchers in India saying they saw an HIV insert into the genome of the coronavirus. And then his final tweet on that was to respond and say, well, maybe we need to take another look at this, because they said they'd never seen this before in the BLAST database of genomes. But then some other person said, no, we've seen that all over the place, which is exactly what John Rappaport was saying just before we went to break, that give us that information, John. You said another researcher had said the same thing, and that basically is corroborated by pushback from somebody said, no, we've seen this type of genetic sequence in a lot of different organisms. What do you think's behind that?
Yeah, seen it in fish, seen it in cancers, seen it all over the place. So what is this all about? And again, we're talking about taking a really deep dive here, because the snap reaction is, okay, so let's see, if we found it in the so-called coronavirus, That could mean that it was a bioweapon, the virus was engineered. But wait a minute, we're finding this HIV sequence all over the place. So what does that mean? And so what I have to do is I go back because of my experience for 35 years in talking to researchers, mainstream researchers, and getting their mindset and so forth. I go back to these databases of genetic information on various kinds of viruses, the genomes, the genetic makeup of various kinds of viruses and so on. And do I believe that these are genuine and authentic? Do I automatically accept all of this information as being authentic? Because that's where these researchers are finding the HIV inserts. They're finding it in the databases of the genomes of all of these germs. Oh, look at this little section here, AQVZ. Oh, that's a HIV little sequence. Oh, look over here. Well, is the genetic information in the database correct to begin with? And the reason that I ask this is because as early as the mid-1980s, I was talking to mainstream researchers who would tell me, for example, listen, if we've got a really serious issue here that's politicized in science, and I'm expected to go along with the consensus, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm telling you this off the record.
For example, we've seen this now in spades with climate science, so-called climate science.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, that's the easiest example.
I talked to a very respected virologist in the 1980s when I was writing about, is HIV really the cause of anything, AIDS, whatever, whatever. And he said to me, off the record, he said, look, there are those of us in the field, meaning serious virologists, who see the political landscape here. And we realize that HIV being said to be the cause of AIDS is really a political decision. And we've decided to step back and take a pass on this one.
Stepping back and taking a pass on the HIV vaccine. I mean, it is frenetic what they're trying to do with that, right?
Of course
and that's not even anything that addresses somebody who's currently sick. Oh, we're going to prevent you from getting it in the future if everybody gets their shot from us.
Exactly. See, so this, there are different levels that you can dive at. And I'm trying and have been trying for decades to go as deep as possible here. And so, when I see, for example, a researcher in Australia, and I published this interview on No More Fake News, it's not a new interview, and the name of the interview was, Does HIV Exist? And so this researcher went through the exact sequence of laboratory procedures that you're supposed to go through in order to isolate a virus and say, we found it, and here it is, and this is what it looks like. And then said that the so-called co-discoverers of HIV never did that. They didn't do all of the steps. They stopped very early on and said, okay, well, that's it. We proved it. End of story. Well, nobody.
And this is an interview with Dr. Eleni Papadopoulos, a biophysicist and leader of a group of HIV AIDS scientists from Perth in Western Australia
exactly.
That you're talking about. It's a very detailed interview. You need to go take a look at that if you really want to get deeper on this at nomorefakenews, .com. The article is The Chinese Virus, HIV, and a Stranger on a Train. And I would recommend people take a look at that because that is a big profit field that these people are working on, the HIV vaccine. And it's not going to be that much further down the road. I mean, we've already had bills introduced in the Virginia House that would not only increase the number of mandatory vaccines for kids, but it leaves it open-ended. So any new vaccines that are discovered for any new conditions or any existing conditions, those could be mandated as well.
And you have to think about this. I've written so much, and others as well, of course, about the dangers of vaccines. So just take it at this level. Where are the studies that show that, as the CDC keeps on saying, kids have to take more and more and more vaccines, and they load them up with 50, 60 shots starting from the day that they're born? Where are the studies that look at the combined synergistic effects of all these toxins being injected into babies and young children and so forth? Because you would think You would think from listening to the pro-vaccine experts, you know, that of course they've done all these studies and they've shown that they're, you don't, there's no limit to the number of vaccines that you can give all these kids. And we don't, you know, where are the studies that show the basic safety of doing this incredible loading up of toxins and germs?
Good point. Nowhere. Yeah, you go back and you say, just look at the basic common sense questions that you're asking. I mean, one of the first things that you look at when you have a drug, whether it's over the counter or whether it's prescription, you want to look at drug interaction. That's what any pharmacist is going to do, you know, or any doctor is going to do. These drugs could be fine and safe and effective on their own, but they might have some very big interactions with some other things. And so you look at that. It's the same thing that we see with fluoride, where they say, well, you know, fluoride's effective. Okay, well, if it's effective, why wouldn't you try to control for the dose? Why would you dump it into the water supply? Because the difference between an effective and safe drug and a poison is the dosage. And you're not controlling the dosage if you're dumping it into the water. And you're not really looking at the safety if you're not looking at the interaction of all these vaccines. That adds it to, you know, that adds another exponential level of risk, to the individual vaccines themselves.
And I'm not saying that any vaccine by itself is safe, mm-hmm. but what I'm yeah. saying is, the common sense of any person who's hearing this right now would be, well, sure, they must have done studies that look at all these vaccines put together and injected into the body and proved that there's no problem and so on and so forth. No, no, they haven't. They have not. What they will say is, well, look at the population. That's the study. That's the study. Billions of people that have been vaccinated and they're all fine. Everything's great. And that's our study that proves that you can give as many vaccines as you want to. And of course, that's a total lie because as we know, there are many, 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 many damaging effects, including death from vaccination.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's the preservatives, it's the adjuvants, the things that they put in to irritate your immune system. So that you'll develop the antibodies, which, you know, that's not working too well because they say, well, now we got to get you a second MMR or a third one or whatever. But it does irritate your body to create other effects that are maybe not desired. We're going to come back and we're going to talk to John about his story, what he thinks about the origin of this Chinese epidemic. He says it falls apart completely. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house, and it's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the Immune Guard with 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years, and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action. We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling Deep Earth Crystals iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to John Rappaport. I wanted to get his take on the beginning of this and where he thinks we are with this. And of course, it could be all hype. It could be something that was deliberate. It could be something that was accidental. As I've been looking at the close proximity to the first and only biosafety level 4 lab that they have in China, and the fact that this was a product of stolen technology just recently went into operation a year or so ago. I'm, as I said before, going back to 2014, 2015, the congressional hearings, series of articles that were done mostly by Allison Young at USA Today, talking about the real risk that we're running with our bioweapons programs and how incompetent they have been here in America, even though we've been doing this since we brought back the Nazi scientists with Operation Paperclip and the Japanese scientists right after World War II. We're the people with the most experience with this, and we've got tremendous, horrific safety record at all these hundreds of these labs across the United States, probably one very close to your community. This is the type of thing that can happen anywhere at any time. It seems even more likely that that is a possibility that could have happened in Wuhan because they've just set this up. And then you have the absurd cover story about the the bat and the snake and the food market and all that kind of stuff. But talk to us about where you think this is coming from, John. You got a story, the big one, the origin story of China epidemic falls apart completely.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, I was writing about safety issues, horrendous safety at biowarfare research facilities back in 1987. Mm-hmm. And was quoting other studies and investigations that were being done of these research facilities, and not only the biowarfare research labs, but just regular virus labs or cancer research labs, whatever. It's just a horrendous, incredible story. So
yeah, they'll inject mice with something that's a disease because they want to treat that disease, and mice disappear. Yeah. And that literally happens. Yeah.
They'll inject a rabbit with 17 different viruses and chemicals and whatever, and it's a cocktail soup of God knows what. Mm-hmm. And the rabbit is killed, and then somebody, you know, as if somebody takes that body and throws it out in the garbage. I mean, it's just it's incredible. So is it possible that germs and, you know, material escaping from these labs all over the world? It's not only possible, it's been happening.
Yeah. It's been all, yeah. So it's inevitable that something like this will happen. A worst case scenario is going to happen if we don't get control of these programs
No question about CDC. That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, the story, the origin story of the coronavirus sort of goes this way. Somebody shows up at a hospital in Wuhan with pneumonia, which, believe me, is no big deal in Wuhan. Mm-hmm. So they do the usual tests on this patient, looking for a bacteria that could cause pneumonia, or viruses, whatever, and they don't find anything. And maybe there's some kind of fluid that is a little different than what they've seen before, whatever. Okay, so now, based on that alone, they decide, this is a mystery. This is very strange. We have to look for something we've never seen or heard of before and whatever, whatever, whatever. Oh, wait a minute. Really? Because in Wuhan last summer, against one of the most brutal regimes on the planet, thousands of people took to the street to protest the incredibly polluted air in the city of 11 million people.
Yeah.
That was causing all kinds of serious lung problems.
Uh-huh.
So this is where you now have the rubber meeting the road and the perfection of the possibility that the virus, the idea of a virus, is being used as a cover story to obscure what's really been injuring and killing people, not only in Wuhan, but in other major Chinese cities as well.
Yeah.
And I found, for example,
we covered that. They're actually importing canned air from Switzerland. I mean, it's like a joke out of Spaceballs, but they actually did it. And then they've got oxygen bars in India where the air pollution is extremely bad too, where they put little,
exactly.
You know, oxygen nose things. Yeah.
So for these doctors at a hospital in Wuhan to say, ooh, a case of pneumonia that we don't understand. We're not finding the usual bacteria or viruses. What are they talking about? Just go outside and breathe the air, folks, and you'll see why many people show up with lung infections and pneumonia at doctors' offices and hospitals, and why they wear masks long before any of this business about the coronavirus and so on. So I started to do some research on the air quality in Wuhan, and I found a specific study, an American study, which said the following, basically. The quality, the mixture of elements, toxic elements in the air over Wuhan is completely unique in history. That is, these mix of toxic particles has never been seen before in the history of humanity, because in China, we have the merging of two ages.
Mm-hmm.
The early industrial revolution pollution and the modern industrial pollution. And it's all coming together with a mix of particles unprecedented, whose poisonous health effects are completely unknown. Never before been studied in concert. Just like we were talking about the synergistic effect of many vaccines at once. The people who study these things take one, you know, okay, let's look at this one thing, which is tiny particulates of coal, and let's see what the effects could be there. And let's look at this. They don't look at all of them together and try to figure out what's happening when they meet. And so this is happening in Wuhan and other Chinese cities. And the government, the Chinese government, as one article stated, was thinking Tiananmen Square here last summer. Like, is this going to go over the edge here where we've got too many people on too many streets and too many cities doing too many protests about too much foul, horrendous, lung-destroying air, and incinerators, that's another thing, that are being installed in some of these cities that don't work, that are not doing the right kind of filtering, so they just add to the problem by spewing more of this air.
And when we talk about an insurrection, John, I'll repeat a report that I've mentioned a few months ago, and that is that some of the Chinese people, after they saw adverse reactions from vaccines, and they've had some really bad situations with vaccines that the Chinese say, well, you know, quality control was out or whatever, but they had people die, serious injury, and they would go in and surround the local officials and drag them out of their house. So this is a real concern if people are concerned about the air quality. And this goes way before any of this stuff happened. I mean, we see the reports about crematoriums running around the clock and everything, and I don't think that that's what's going on with this. This is a problem way before the coronavirus, as you point out.
Way before.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Typically, what you're in America, you're going to read articles that say Chinese are doing great work in improving air pollution and so on. And then you read the first three paragraphs. Okay. And yeah, sounds good. And then as you get down into the article, but of course, they're lagging way behind what they should be doing. And there's incredible amounts of corruption in faking air quality certificates and numbers when they do the studies on how much pollution is in the air. And the whole system is rife with bribes and payoffs.
Oh, yeah.
To local
affairs,
on and on and on and on and on. So, you know, that's the outcome. And now you've got 50, 60 million people locked down in these cities where they can't get out. Under this blanket of poison.
Yeah, so I don't trust anything that the Chinese government is doing. And we're going to have a report about that coming back. We're going to talk about an MMA hero who is being attacked by the Chinese. But thank you so much for that. And we're out of time, John. Actually, if you can hang on, we'll finish up on this because I want to get the last article at the top of the hour. Before we go to break, real quickly, I just want to remind people about the storable food that we have, because, you know, anything can happen at any time. And this is something that is going to last you through any kind of a man-made or natural disaster or even a man-made panic. You know, storable food that's going to last for 25 years. It's non-GMO. It's made in America. And you can find it at InfoWars store right now and get it while you still can, because people are very concerned about what's going to happen to this. And we're told that our suppliers, My Patriot Supply, has got their storable food coming up. They've stepped up their supply of this, but they have you still got to order this to get it within 7 to 10 days out. Also, make sure that you take the usual kind of precautions that you would. Make sure that you're healthy, that your immune system is healthy. We have our vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus. That is now 40% off, and we have great discounts on our mini Nano Silver. If you want to get something that's going to help you with virus and bacteria, look at the Nano Silver product.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to John Rappaport. And again, as the two of us have been pointing out for a long time, and John's been talking about this since the 80s when he was talking about sending bio-war materials to Saddam Hussein in the 1980s. Folks, you better understand just how serious these bio-weapon programs are. I talked about it a couple of years ago when you had the outbreak of a very deadly bacteria that was brought to the United States to be weaponized by the CDC. It got out of a biosafety level 3 lab into the open in the National Primate Center. It wasn't a 12 monkeys scenario, but it was a 2 monkey scenario. And they did have one of the researchers that was there to investigate get sick with that bacteria. It's eventually going to happen. And the good thing about this is that whether or not that is what is happening right now, and it's difficult through the sea of lies that we get from all the different government and media, it's difficult to know exactly what's happening with this, but it is going to happen eventually. And so you should prep for this. And you might as well prep as if it's happening now. Make sure that you've got your food. Make sure you've got the types of things that are going to keep you healthy, keep you isolated, so you don't get rounded up into a FEMA camp and get a mandatory vaccine. And then also get politically active so that we can do something about this out-of-control bio-warfare system. But now the Chinese are involved in it. So that may not be controllable at this point. But what is your bottom line on this, John? You put out a article yesterday. My bottom line on the China epidemic. So we've got about 3 minutes left. Give us your take on where we are with this and what the real risks
okay.
are.
If you suddenly hear a loud buzzing, it's my TV going on automatically beyond my control with these emergency alerts, which are very loud. And they basically say, it's raining. It's just, I'm sorry, but if you hear this buzz, I've heard it in the middle of the night, I jump out of my skin. The TV just goes on by itself. Okay, so as we discussed in the last segment, tremendous amounts of poisonous pollution in the air over these Chinese cities causing lung problems, pneumonia, so forth, which is said to be the, you know, main characteristic of the coronavirus epidemic. So the virus, as I've detailed chapter and verse for years, is one of the major cover stories ever devised in the history of mankind. We'll say it's a virus. We're not guilty, we the Chinese government, for destroying lives all over the country with this poisonous air pollution and so on in the rush for industrial pollution production. No. It's the virus. And I also have to add in, because I've been receiving communiques about this, and I haven't really been able to have the time to dive in on it, it's been said that Wuhan is a major 5G technology rollout center, with many, many of these devices all over the city, which is something that other researchers for the moment are looking into, definitely, and need to continue to do that, right? So the virus becomes the cover story. This is what we're going to tell people. This is how we're going to scare people. This is what, and are people dying? Yeah, sure. But what are they dying of? And early in the show, David, you mentioned this heart attack victim, an elderly person in Hong Kong. Well, obviously prior medical conditions, serious toxic medical drugs, but also, he, for all I know, he was probably frightened out of his skin by guys in hazmat suits and soldiers yeah. with guns on the street of Hong Kong trying to, you know, take him into a hospital or who knows where and had a heart attack on the spot. Oh, a case of the coronavirus. You know, all this kind of manufactured on top of what is actually killing people. And this has been happening in all parts of the planet for a very long time.
Well, yeah, and as we look at the 5G, I've got something I'll say about that on the other side of this. You know, we have the research from Dr. Alan H. Fry that goes back into the 1960s about microwaves and its biological effects. And we know something about that. It can exacerbate any kind of condition that you may have. Thank you so much for joining us, John Rappaport. It's always refreshing to hear your take on this. And you can find more at nomorefakenews.com. Thank you, John.
Well, it's here, the year 2020.
World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I want to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As John mentioned, 5G, I'll just throw in again. I've done reports about Dr. Alan H. Fry before and his research. It's actually called the Fry Effect. You can actually hear microwaves. And I talked about this in conjunction with the mysterious effects that were happening at an embassy in Cuba as well as in China. And they said, yeah, we're hearing this clicking noise and so forth. One of his assistants said, hey, I can hear the microwaves. He worked for the U.S. Navy doing research. And he's about the only person that they ever had doing any kind of research into the biological effects of microwaves. You know, we had the radar ranges that were put out there by MANA because you had technicians initially. They put their coffee on the radar boxes, and they said, hey, you know, they were leaking, and they said, it's heating up our coffee. Hey, we could use that to heat up food. Forget about the effects, the health, the biological effects of that kind of exposure, right? They made sure that they kept them from leaking, but nobody has made sure that we don't suffer from biological effects of cell phone radiation. And so for decades, Dr. Fry documented the biological risk and side effects of microwave radiation. And he was sounding the alarm about regular cell phones. And that is still something we should be worried about, even more so, I think, with the 5G. It's a different wavelength, but we are going to be subjected to, they say, well, it's a lower power, but you're going to be getting that not only from one antenna. The antennas are going to be everywhere. Everywhere you go, it's going to be an antenna cluster. And those antenna clusters are going to be multiplexed. For you, for your benefit, you know, as they put these clusters all over the place, they will be multiplexing, and you'll be getting periodically all of the energy from all of the line of sight antennas around you will be directed at you momentarily. Then they'll be directed at somebody else and then come back to you and then to somebody else. Nobody is looking at the health effects of this. They don't care. They don't care. If you go back to the 1996 Telecommunications Act, they didn't care. They said, we're not going to let anybody stop us from antenna clusters. You can't object to that. You can object because you don't like the way that they look, because we can fix that. But you're not going to object on the basis of health problems, because we can't fix that. And our objective is to get these cell phone antennas out there. And you have had some local communities now start to push back against that, because, again, Washington may not protect you, but you can do it yourself. At your local communities, just because Washington says you can't do it, they don't have the authority to do it. And they really don't have the power if the community comes together and says, no, we're not going to allow this. This is the important thing. This is what I was talking about earlier in the program. Same thing that applies to all of our rights. You have to come together at the local level. Well, I'll just mention one other effect that came from the research of Dr. Alan Fry, besides the Fry effect. He would inject mammals in his tests with dye and then subject them to radiation, microwave radiation like we get cell phones. And he could observe with that radioactive dye that once they were subjected to microwave radiation, that the blood-brain barrier was penetrated, and you could have bacteria, viruses, and toxins pass from the blood into the brain as you're being radiated. Is that perhaps why we're seeing a lot of these diseases that we're seeing increasing, and why we should be concerned about the health effects of 5G? I think so. But I want to switch now to a story that I think you're going to find very interesting. It's an amazing story that I came across, and a couple of people have talked about this briefly, but it is a heroic story about an MMA fighter who's being targeted by the Chinese government. And the reason that they're trying to take this guy down is because mixed martial arts are perceived as something that is foreign. They have a great deal of pride in their native martial arts. You know, karate and judo come from Japan, and then they have their Wing Chun and Tai Chi and things like that that they have in China. And so they got very, you had a lot of people who were masters of these different branches of Chinese martial arts. And they were making some big claims about it, kind of trash-talking MMA. And this guy had a radio program. I say had because they have destroyed his life. They have kicked him off of his radio program, his podcast. And what you'll see that they have done to him with the Chinese social credit system is absolutely amazing. But one of the good things about this is, as difficult as this has been for him, his spirit cannot be conquered. And it is an amazing story. And I think it applies to all the stuff that we're seeing, because in this you can see how important it is for President Xi to save face. He's got a national image of being a world power, dominant over everything. And we saw this briefly with the banning of Winnie the Pooh. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? People were putting Winnie the Pooh all over the place as a surrogate to criticize Xi. Yes, there is criticism in China. That's why they're cracking down on so many people with social credit scores. But it began with there's another one of him that they've morphed it in there. But it began with a picture of him walking with Barack Obama, who was taller and thinner, and he was saying, and somebody put up a picture of Winnie the Pooh and Tigger next to each other. And so that picture of the two Disney characters was juxtaposed to a picture of Xi walking with Barack Obama. And then the memes took off. And just like in America, there it is right there. That's the picture. Just like in America. These people want to ban memes now, don't they? I mean, we're just one step behind China. Just like in that picture, you got Barack Obama one step behind Xi. Well, Western civilization, unfortunately, is one step behind China. And we are walking in lockstep into a medieval type of darkness where we have a totalitarian society supported by technology. And if we don't wake up and do something about this, we're going to be going right down the path of China. And so I want to get this started. We've got a couple of minutes left in this break. We won't be able to get finished with this first video clip. But I want to play for you a little bit of the background as to why this began. It starts out in this report from a YouTube channel, Super Eye Patch. They start talking about the bizarre world of fake martial arts. These people who think that they can, you know, no-touch martial arts, right? And that's not ultimately where this goes, but this is where this all began. So let's play video clip number one.
What you're seeing here is the no-touch master, Yanagi Ryuken, whose mastery of multiple styles of martial arts, along with his innate psychic abilities, allow him to fight scores of opponents while defending himself with kinetic blasts of psychic energy. His abilities are so strong that he's even able to manipulate the bodies of his opponents like a marionette. And it was with these techniques that led him to be victorious in an unverified 200 Vale Tudo fights, basically no-holds-barred contests. In 2006, the 65-year-old Qigong master put up $5,000 of his own money, claiming he could defeat any mixed martial arts practitioner, a challenge that would be accepted by Iwakura Go, a Japanese journalist trained in judo, karate, and Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And so the fight was set for November 26th, and in front of a crowd of 500 100 people, the two fighters stepped forward to face each other. And as a hush falls over the crowd, the fight began. So, I remember the first time I ever got punched in the face in a competitive spar. And what stayed with me wasn't even the pain, but just the jarring sense of disbelief that I'd just been struck by another human. And learning to get over that shock, learning how to get punched in the face, is maybe the most valuable lesson I've taken from martial arts. And what I find so disturbing about this moment is we're watching a supposed master experience that same shock for what looks like the first time.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about this when I come back. You're going to enjoy this. This is an amazing story that'll give you insights into China. It'll warn you about the social credit system, but it is a very interesting, heroic story.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freakout. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the immune gargle at 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It was about a week and a half ago that my father came rushing into my office in the morning and said, "Son, you've got to see this. The company that holds the patents on the nanosilver that's in our toothpaste, that's in our immune gargle, and that's in some of the other great products like the Super Silver Wound Gel had reports from back in 2007 with the Pentagon working with A&M and Homeland Security, with the director of Homeland Security, certifying in a restricted document, confidential documents was noted as, that this had been proven in their secret test to be knocking out SARS. Well, ladies and gentlemen, regardless, now they authorized us to talk about this. I talked about it on the show last week, just hiding in plain view. This is a product that we had stockpiled and that we're still selling at 40% off or more with the combos so that you can get it in your hands. It's something that's good for everyday use regardless, and it funds the operation. So InfoWarsStore.com for your immune gargle and other products that contain this key nanosilver.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, "Man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried." He's like, "Well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people." And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at the rest of this report because it's not just about fake martial arts. There is an element of this because what comes next as we get into Tai Chi. Now, the guy who has this program, Super Eye Patch Wolf, his opinion is he thinks Tai Chi is great as aerobics exercise for the elderly. And when we were in China, we saw people doing it all the time. And it is a great stretching exercise and so forth. But he said, you know, if they want to do this in terms of martial arts, you know, you have a competition. I don't really have a dog in this fight, so to speak, right? I don't have an opinion one way or the other. You may. But here is the important thing, and that is the nationalistic pride of these traditional Chinese martial arts forms. They have so much tied up in this. And this goes back to what we were talking about with John Rappaport. I mean, if they've got a situation where pollution is epic in a way that they have never seen before in Wuhan, and if people are about to drag the officials out of their houses and start beating them because of the criminal corruption and negligence in the pollution here, and this impinges on so many things. Every time we talk about the Paris Climate Accord, and President Trump mentioned this in Davos with Greta. So I go, well, why don't you go to China and India and talk to those people? They always ignore the air pollution in China and India. And they gave them a pass in the Paris Climate Accord. They weren't really interested in that. They talk about plastic pollution in the ocean, and yet that's coming from China. But China is extremely sensitive about these issues of national pride. That's part of this story. The other part of this story is the social credit system. If you attack and do anything to offend that national pride, you know, what will they do? You know, can you imagine if they had this massive epidemic or, because it was escape out of a bioweapons lab? Do you think China would ever admit that? Do you think they would ever admit that they've got a pollution problem? What would they do to cover up those types of things, right? And we can see what they do just in this story about martial arts when they lose face. So I want to go back to the story again before we get into the story of Su Shi Adang, the hero who is fighting these people. There was a story about the fake martial arts guy who said, I can just wave my hands around, and obviously he had never been in a fight before. As we had to go to break, this guy who was looking at it said, I saw in this guy somebody, even though he is supposedly a master of this, you know, no-touch martial arts, he'd never been hit in the face before. He says, I recognize that look, so let's pick that back up. Let's go back to that clip.
To me, we're watching an old man being violently humiliated on what has to be the worst day of his entire life. And it's pathetic and sad. I can't imagine what's going through the 65-year-old's mind as he kneels on the mat, clutching his beaten, broken face. But I also think it's hard not to watch this footage and not consider the level of delusion that brought him to this moment. A delusion so strong that not even this fight could break it. Ryokin would later claim that his psychic abilities were not working that day due to an illness, and he has since returned to teaching martial arts, gaining new students, and propagating his no-touch fighting style. And so when asking, do these instructors actually believe these moves? Yeah, it's likely they do. And it's probably a very simple delusion to trap yourself in when it brings a following, wealth, and status. But then, what about the students? Why are they behaving like this? And to answer that question, let's look at another phenomenon where groups of people gather in small rooms and act in strange, bizarre ways. When
I look at the
Iowa caucus videos, I see people, vulnerable people. I see women, kids, People there to learn to defend themselves. But what they're being sold is an empty lie. Something that would fail them in the potential most dire moments of their lives. And I think there's something really disgusting about that.
See, that's the way I feel about socialism that's being sold to us by the Democrats and Bernie saying, oh, I've got to nationalize all the energy production. That is going to fail you in the crucial aspects of your life. And you look at the mass delusion of this and the fact that these people can get be caught in that. The obvious failure of this guy who put himself out there as some kind of a master of a no-touch martial arts thing. I can project the forces out here. And then you see that. See what happens to him in a real fight. And he comes back with an excuse. And it's like, well, that wasn't, he caught me on a bad day. This is what we hear from the people about socialism. Well, you know, it's never really been truly tried in a pure way, right? We're going to do it right this time in America, even though it's failed everywhere else. Yeah, the massive kind of delusion, getting people together in a group, that's what he's talking about, a part of that, where they let themselves be thrown around or throw themselves around like marionettes. And we have seen this. I've talked many times about the ASH experiment, where people know clearly what reality is, but in a peer pressure situation, you'll find that 2/3 of the people will go along with the crowd, even though they know it's not true. And that's what social media is about. And so we're going to talk now about how this is applied in the case of Sushi Adong. And let's go back and play that next clip, video clip number 2.
The story of Sushi Adong. Sushi Adong is a Beijing-born radio DJ and mixed martial arts practitioner who, unwittingly, has become the center of a massive cultural war in China. One that began in early 2017, a time when the Chinese government was deep into a movement known as the Great Rejuvenation of the Chinese Nation, a cultural campaign designed to instill national patriotism in the youth of China. And one of the ways it did this was through the propagation of traditional Chinese martial arts. Through means like making mastery of Tai Chi mandatory for graduating certain Chinese high schools, as well as airing television specials that showed Tai Chi as a way to unlock a near mystical power. With Tai Chi masters out wrestling judo black belts, dodging the thrusts of professional level fencers, and blowing back groups of attackers with a single powerful movement.
Hold it right there. We got to go to break in just a moment, so I'm not going to get finished with this clip. But, you know, you heard that, right? You got to master Tai Chi before you can graduate. And so they elevate this because this is part of their national pride. This is something that they developed internally. And it's also important that as you look at that, they would bring Westerners over and say, look at this. You know, this guy can dodge, you know, a fencer because that's Western. You got to understand the symbolism underneath this. It's the same reason that they have now moved from pirating Hollywood movies to becoming a big market for Hollywood movies. I was just talking about this yesterday with CJ here in the studio. And the fact that they have realized that they can use Hollywood as a propaganda device. We saw this with Midway recently. And it wasn't black propaganda. It was true propaganda. They just wanted you to see that the Chinese fought back against the Japanese, you know, and they helped the James Doolittle Raiders, when they had to go into occupied territory, they helped them to escape. But they wanted that in there. And that was payback for Japanese money invested into that movie. Saving face and their national pride is incredibly important. We'll talk more about this when we come back.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe.
head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years, and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action. We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling Deep Earth Crystals iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
We're seeing unprecedented orders for storable foods. I would have storable foods because 2020 is a very dangerous year. The bubble is so huge and could pop. I hope it doesn't. It's incredibly dangerous and it'll cause. Well, you don't need me to tell you what'll happen if this giant bubble pops. So I've been promoting storable foods to everybody because they're high quality. It's insurance you can eat. It lasts 25 years. We go out and find the very best companies that have the very best quality at the very lowest price. And that's my Patriot Supply. And then so that I have my own private label of their full spectrum of food, we private label it as InfoWar Select. And they are saying that they've never sold this much food. They're still able within 7 to 10 days to ship it to you. If you get your orders in on their small orders, their big orders, 7 to 10 days, it will be shipped out to you if you get your order in now. But just as sure as the sun came up, it's all selling out right now. So get your orders in for high quality storable foods right now for all the reasons out there. And it's insurance you can eat, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win.
InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're getting into the story of Sushi Adong, a hero in China because he stood up for this Chinese social credit system. And you need to understand that this is coming to America. Same types of tactics, they're on their way. And you need to see where this is headed so we can stop this before it happens here. China is the beta test site. We began by showing, you know, the pride and the competition between these different strains of martial arts, even, you know, the ridiculous stuff like the no-touch martial arts, and how this guy who is a master at the no-touch martial arts, what happened to him the first time he got punched in the face, first time he got touched. But now we're going to get into the core of this story, a man named Sushi Adong, who, unfortunately, and as part of this competition between martial arts, what he did was he actually stepped on the toes of President Xi, because the Chinese government is heavily invested in promoting these traditional forms of Chinese martial arts. It doesn't really matter. I mean, it's an interesting personal story here about what's going on with this guy. But the bigger story here is how the Chinese government reacts, how they try to save face, and how they punish anybody that gets in the way of their agenda, that gets in the way of their narrative. So I want to resume this story. Let's continue with the story of Sushi Adang.
Wei Lei was a huge believer in the combat prowess of Tai Chi, stating he could defeat any mixed martial arts fighter and even break a rear naked choke with one hand, much to the ire of anyone who has ever been in a rear naked choke. Enter Xu Xiaodong. After Xu Xiaodong voiced his skepticism in Wei Lei's claims on his radio show, he had his home address doxed by the followers of the Tai Chi master, endangering both him and his family. Furious, Xu Xiaodong traveled to Wei Lei's training hall and challenged the Tai Chi master to prove his claims in an exhibition match. And in front of a crowd of onlookers, the 40-year-old MMA fighter pummeled the Tai Chi master in less than 30 seconds. Xu would later refer to this match as the fight that shook the heavens, and it did. China was left in shock by the match's outcome, but rather than validating Xu, both the martial arts community and the Chinese media were incensed by Xu's actions, accusing him of attacking China's national heritage, Xu receiving over 100 challenges from enraged martial arts masters. But by Xu's own admission, he himself is nothing special. He's just a mediocre MMA fighter past his prime.
Yeah, he says, I'm just a mediocre MMA fighter. He's 41 years old, and you can see he's not in the best shape, but it was unacceptable what happened. Now, first of all, when he scoffed at the guy, they doxed him and his family, which put him in danger, because these people, the pride they're involved in that, they would kill him for that. And so then when he does accept, because they did the doxing, that makes him mad. And so he accepts the offer. He goes there and he takes on this Tai Chi master, takes him out in 30 seconds. And now he's got a bigger problem. He's got President Xi and the Chinese social credit system that is going to punish him. And I want you to see what they did to him. Let's play video clip number 3.
And so, with the intent of showing the people of China a genuine means to grow stronger, Xu began taking on these Chinese masters. And a lot of these matches play out the same. The match begins, the strikes of Xu's opponent are shown as weak and ineffective before they are bloodied and beaten by Xu. But as these fights went on, something strange started to happen. You might notice that in this fight, Xu is wearing this grotesque face paint, and that's because it was dictated to him that the fight wouldn't be allowed to take place unless he wore Chinese clown makeup and fought under the name Xu Dongguo, which translates as Xu Winter Melon, insulting the guy's weight. And if Xu seems especially angry in this match, it's because before the fight, his Chinese social credit score was lowered to the point that he was no longer able to use air travel or high-speed trains, forcing him to take a 36-hour hard-seat train ride to even attend the fight. And you might ask why Xu is being treated like this, and the answer is that the Chinese government really wishes he wasn't doing what he is, and so a campaign of harassment, censorship, and humiliation has begun against him. He's had his gym closed down, his social media accounts deleted, he's been forced to apologize, he's been fined tens of thousands of dollars, forcing him to move out of his home. His fights have been shut down by the police. He's been accused of being a spy and has even been harassed and ostracized. This clip showing a group of 8 Tai Chi students blocking Xu from leaving his hotel. Xu's family have even been harassed in their home, with Xu himself suffering public assault. But the most painful blow for Xu came when he was disowned by the martial arts gym he taught at for 20 years. All things he publicly spoke on in an emotionally charged live stream as the 40-year-old mixed martial artist breaks down in tears, recounting the isolation and torment he and his family have had to endure.
我在我自己的微博上, it's like I found the place I spent 20 years at. I deleted all the posts that showed my pride of being a coach. I had to delete all of those. He was forced to delete them.
This all came to an absurd climax when in 2018, Xu faced his most high-profile opponent yet, the Wing Chun master, Ding Hao. The fight received massive media coverage, with many seeing this as the moment that Xu would finally get his comeuppance for spitting in the face of Chinese traditional values. But to Xu, this was his biggest opportunity to prove that his claims were legitimate. And so, in front of an audience of millions, Hao begins the fight with a furious attack on Xu. And from here, the Wing Chun master is repeatedly pummeled and hurled to the ground, each time saved by the referee. And finally, after his sixth knockdown with 40 seconds left in the first round, the bell rings and the fight is signaled to a close. And in what has to be one of the most embarrassingly farcical decisions in martial arts history, the match is declared a draw. I don't
look at his
even
face. Look
really
at...
know what to say at this point. Hao later made the excuse that the studio didn't give him enough rice before the fight, resulting in his poor performance. And Xu is still taking on martial arts masters, remaining undefeated after 17 fights, and continues to endure a campaign of harassment and humiliation.
Isn't that amazing? Of course, that would never happen here, would it? You know, I look at that report. They put that blue and white paint on his face. They may think that that's clown paint. To us, he looks like Mel Gibson's William Wallace in Braveheart. That's what I see there. This is a guy, no matter what they do to him, he says, I said some bad things about these guys, but was it true? Right? The truth is no defense. Is the truth a defense here in America? Yeah, we look at the way that InfoWars and Alex Jones has been pummeled by these people, but still victorious when it comes to a fight over the truth. It's absolutely amazing to me to see the kind of humiliation trying to deplatform him, and they successfully did that, and shut down his ability to make a living, mocking him, calling him Xu Wintermelon. You know, saying, you know, he's got a belly. Yeah, he does. He's 41 years old and he is an MMA fighter and he's taking out the very best of the other guys. I mean, they're actually insulting themselves when they do that, but he keeps going. He keeps going. If he has to, he'll sit on a hard bench, you know, for 30 hours or whatever, because they won't let him fly to go to a match. And then he takes the guy down. An indomitable. And you cannot dominate this guy. That's the word I'm looking for. You cannot dominate his spirit. Cannot dominate that. I look at that. It's one of the most inspiring stories I saw. My son found that. And there's a lot of different examples of that. And we could draw a lot of lessons from it. But folks, you think that the Chinese government wouldn't lie to cover up what's going on with this situation, whether it's a bioweapon or whether it's out of control air pollution that they won't do anything about?
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no.
But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the Immune Guard with 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here reporting from the road on the incredibly dangerous developments concerning the coronavirus. It has now infected hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. It is now spread across the entire planet. And, of course, we've now discovered that indeed it is man-made and engineered. We're covering it live, all with our team at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. On top of that, we have the patented nanosilver that Congress, A&M, and Homeland Security have certified is able to take out the corona family viruses, the SARS. That's what it comes out of. We have that at 40% off despite the fact it's selling out in three different sizes at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what I'm using, what my family's using as a frontline defense. Nothing's perfect except, you know, prayer and God's intervention. And we hope that this thing isn't as bad as it looks. But definitely, we know why governments are panicking right now, because this is certainly a bizarre virus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, there were so many different things you could see in that amazing story of Sushi Adong, the hero who is standing up for the integrity of what he does and what he says, no matter what they throw at him. And it could be the challenges of one martial arts master after the other. He's taken on 17 of them to date. You know, take them on one at a time. Okay, I'll take your challenge. I'll take anybody's challenge. But the Chinese government is destroying everything in his life. They've taken away everything from him, and he still keeps coming. They can't stop him. It's just wonderful to see the human spirit alive in that man. Folks, they have thrown a lot at InfoWars. We're still here thanks to your support. We still have a lifeline with you. And we have some great products that will help you right now. You know, as we look at this, the situation, as I was talking to John Rappaport, you know, it's like this could be a situation where they're just trying to cover up their toxic environment that the people are about to revolt over last summer. That would be something that would cause them to lose face, don't you think? Instead of 11 million have a revolt over the rampant pollution that they want to ignore exists there, that the globalists at Davos, the people who put together the Paris Climate Accord, want to pretend doesn't exist, just like they want to pretend that the massive plastic pollution in the ocean doesn't come from China either. It comes from you and me, right? Well, you know, that would be one thing. Of course, they also want to be the dominant world power. That's one of the reasons why they stole all that bioweapon technology, paid that guy who is the chemistry chair at Harvard to do a technology transfer to them, why they're stealing and doing espionage with bioweapon stuff. It's the desire to be seen as the dominant power and to be the dominant power. If they have an accident with that, would they admit that? Of course not. Can you get any truth out of these people? No, you can't. But we should be very concerned about what is headed this way And I'm not just talking about the coronavirus. I'm talking about the tyranny, because we have seen Elizabeth Warren talking about the same kind of stuff that's being done there in China. You know, she said, well, we're going to criminalize any fake news if it happens to be about politics. And as we were talking about the Iowa caucus, I said, look at this. You got a story here by Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch, and he calls into question whether or not some voter registration in eight counties was fraudulent. He said, we got more people registered to vote here than is possible unless there's fraud. Now, that was pushed back and disputed by the Iowa Attorney General. So under those kind of circumstances, and according to Elizabeth Warren, if she becomes dictator, they could shut down and lock up Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton. Do you really want that to happen? Do you want that kind of power given to these people? Do you want the kind of power that we're seeing being talked about by Justin Trudeau? I want to say Pierre Trudeau's father. Justin Trudeau in Canada. He's got his minister proposing forcing any news websites to get a government license. Now, this is straight out of China. The minister, who's been tasked with updating Canada's broadcasting laws using the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission, stated that internet news sites will be asked, quote unquote, asked to obtain a government approved license. The Canadian research chairman in internet and e-commerce law at the University of Ottawa said that the report was candidly extreme and said it has no physical boundaries. That is what we're looking at here, folks. We're looking at censorship and authoritarianism that has no boundaries. A conservative MP, Michelle Garner, said it's very paternalizing, and it's also very frightening to think the government would try to impose or say that that's the role of government to control. That puts us in the league with countries that control the media, you know, like China. And that's exactly what we're seeing. We see Twitter suspending James O'Keefe. Why? Because he had a Washington Post reporter come back and say, well, these people that you did interviews with and that you exposed working with Bernie, they're not really, they're just volunteers. They're not being hired by him. And he said, well, here's the public FEC records. And then for putting that out to back it up with facts. See, we're not talking about fake news here. We're talking about the people who say you're fake. And then they want to shut you down or criminalize you. And then when you show the basis for what you're saying, you back it up factually with a document that is a public document from the Federal Elections Commission, then Twitter shuts him down. You may not realize just how far along we are with this. This is the real epidemic that we should be afraid of. And it's one of the reasons why you should prepare. I've got a report I want to play from Darren McBreen, how to get banned from social media. In 1, 2, 3 seconds, I want to play that report for you. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to point out some of the products that we have. Now is a good time to wake up to what is happening, to understand the many ways that you need to prepare. You know, if you look at this situation in China, real or imagined out of the Chinese communist government, this is an opportunity to confront the reality of what's going on in these bioweapon labs all across our country, let alone what the Chinese will do, you know, when they steal technology and they don't really know what they're doing with it. I mean, you look at our own labs. I mean, we sent, one of the reasons this stuff all blew up in 2015 was because you had CDC labs and some of these other labs sending live anthrax to people in the mail. And then they discovered suits with holes in them. They found, you know, mice that were missing and mosquitoes that were missing that had deadly viruses that were put in them. And of course, the CDC is doing this all the time, bringing in diseases and making them more lethal and making them more easily spread and then having accidents. And so whether it's our country or their country or whether it's done accidentally or deliberately, it is going to happen sooner or later. And you just need to take these kind of precautions for your normal health. You make sure that your immune system is doing well. Our vitamin D formula, Winter Sun Plus, is now 40% off. And it's an opportunity to learn about how to protect yourself, to disinfect. You know, you go back and you look at the data and you can search it for yourself. Look at Nano Silver and look at all the different things, both bacteria and virus, that it is capable of killing in vitro in a glass. They put it in a lab. They put the virus or the bacteria there, and then they put Nano Silver on it. They found that it kills MERS, it kills SARS, so many of these things. And you can now get this. We have the Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle All Sizes Combo. That's now 40% off. And we got it in various other sizes at a discount. And finally, I would just add, you know, you can keep your hands clean as well to keep down the spread of the disease. 33% off of Super Blue Skin Cream. That's got nano silver in it as well as many things that are going to help your skin. All right, I want to play, before we run out of time here, Darren McBreen's How to Get Banned from Social Media. Let's run that report.
How to get banned from social media in 3, 2, 1. The big tech giants want you to stop spreading the coronavirus. Wait a minute, let me rephrase that. The big tech giants want you to stop spreading unfounded conspiracy theories rejected by the establishment mainstream media. And that means the first casualty of the coronavirus is the truth.
Aren't you interested to know what they don't want you to know? You ought to be.
It is a weapon system.
This is a violation of the Geneva Convention. This is a crime against humanity.
The WHO is up to its eyeballs in biological warfare research.
That's the whole purpose of biological warfare. And they've been caught doing it.
In the latest effort to control the narrative and prevent the outbreak of real, unbiased investigative journalism, the big tech giants are now targeting independent news outlets, or anyone for that matter, who is going against the mainstream and presenting solid evidence that the coronavirus might be a man-made biological weapon developed and manufactured in communist China.
But if you talk about any of this stuff, they'll shut you down on Twitter, on Facebook.
Now get this. Recently, YouTube announced that they were approached by Newsweek, who requested that they delete all the YouTube channels that were just flagged by Newsweek for posting videos about the coronavirus they don't want you to see. YouTube's response? Swift action, of course. They quickly deleted all the video channels flagged by Newsweek magazine as inappropriate, which included the remaining InfoWars proxy channels and the powerful conspiracy empire, Natural News. Within hours, Twitter joined in on the purge and slapped down a permanent ban on Zero Hedge for publishing coronavirus conspiracy theories. We'll have none of that.
Twitter has banned the site Zero Hedge from its platform after Zero Hedge published an article that linked a Chinese scientist to the virus outbreak.
Both actions by YouTube and Twitter to delete this information and kill the messenger has been enthusiastically celebrated by the tattletale gatekeepers over at Newsweek. After
exactly
all,
what you
a
would
global
expect. They're no
pandemic
different than President
of human
Xi,
origin.
You know, when you come after their stuff, you can see the rest of that report, band.video or InfoWars.com. Excellent report.